Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, October 22nd, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Augusta, Georgia. Brian Krebs found yet another organization that was breached by apparently the same group that also breached Adobe. This time it is a PR Newswire. In this case, the problem was less confidential information because, after all, PR Newswire is in the business of publishing news releases. However, some of the data that was leaked in this case did include usernames and passwords that PR Newswire clients then use to update and publish news releases. So as a result, one of the attackers could, for example, then publish fake news releases. And because PR Newswire is commonly used by stock traders and others, it may then cause some quite severe repercussions. And Verizon fixed a rather embarrassing bug in its customer web portal that exposed the customer's SMS messages. Apparently, Verizon Wireless does have a feature on its website that allows you to review messages sent to your phone. But the URL for this particular service did include your phone number, and just changing the phone number exposed other users' messages. So there was no proper authentication for this particular page, a very common and I believe actually part of the OWASP top 10 bugs. Luckily, Cody Collier, who is a Verizon customer himself and discovered this particular problem while checking his own messages, did report this to Verizon Wireless first, and that enabled Verizon to fix this problem before it was publicly reported. There is no word yet on whether or not others may have found this bug as well, given that it was so obvious, and they, of course, may have exploited it without reporting it to Verizon. And then we got a couple of news items involving Google. First of all, Ars Technica is reporting that in light of some of the recent news about the large-scale acquisition of address book records by the NSA, it is still somewhat surprising that at this point there is no option to actually sync your Gmail address book over SSL. So this happens in the clear. And then Google announced that it will provide DDoS protection for non-profits. The exact nature of this service isn't so clear yet, but apparently it will evolve around Google's PageSpeed service. PageSpeed is essentially a content delivery network, a proxy network that uses Google's infrastructure to deliver your content, but it also optimizes that content to be faster to access. PageSpeed is already free, and there are a couple of similar services, most notably probably Cloudflare. Cloudflare does offer a fairly cheap or even free proxy service that can be used to fight off denial of service attacks. Google probably is hoping that its very large infrastructure, including fairly widespread, close to the edge servers, will help it to defend against the denial of service attacks that these sites may see. Larger denial of service attacks against small nonprofits and activist sites are certainly nothing new, and we do occasionally hear about them. And of course, these kind of organizations have very little resources to fight an attack like this effectively. And the Linux firewall code is facing a major overhaul, with NFFilter being included into the kernel. It should show up in Linux 3.13. It was currently being introduced in the current development kernel. At first, NFFilters and the old NetFilter-based IP tables tools will coexist, so you can both run at the same time, but NFTables will eventually take over. I have to look at what's exactly new in NFTables in a little bit more detail, but overall the configuration language is different, looks a little bit more modular and readable actually, and also the inside of the modules changed substantially in that there are no more two different binaries for IPv4 and IPv6. It's now really more merged into one. Well, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.